Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up. Yeah, I touch the ball on every play. And if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey baked ham. Ask a DT who the f I am. My name is Frederick.
So cussing, man. Just out.
Travis Frederick.
Cussing at kids out front.
My name is Frederick.
Neighbors.
Yeah.
Preachers, cops.
Travis Frederick.
Coaches.
Ah, yes, it's time for our weekly visit with the great Travis Frederick. It's brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and of course, Dr. Pepper, the one you crave. And we crave our weekly visits with Travis Frederick. How you doing, Travis?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hey, doing great. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us. I know there haven't been a lot of fun conversations around the team. You know, you got the fan base and media panicking to differing degrees, and there's a little bit of concern over what's going on with the offense. And I just want to dive in there. I know it's not the funnest topic, but I do want to ask you. There's been a lot of criticism thrown at the offensive line, and there's a differing of opinions. Pro Football Focus says only 2 of the 11 sacks were the line's fault. Some people feel differently about that. They feel like Dak doesn't have enough time to pass. And I know you're not going to throw anybody under the bus, and I'm not asking you to, but there's been a lot of criticism of the offensive line. And do you think that that criticism is worthy, or have they been doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, as I've always said, Pro Football Focus to me is a little bit different. So it makes it difficult to take everything that they say as fact. I do think several more of those sacks were here on us as an offensive line, and that's something that we need to continue to improve on. I think that we as a group need to be able to give Dak more time so he can feel more comfortable in there, and that's something that we're always trying to do. You know, obviously we are always working our game and always trying to get better, in both the run game and the pass game. But that's definitely an area that we need to focus on, is being able to protect better and just maybe be a little bit firmer.
Okay, kind of related but yet unrelated, and of course it is. What makes Travis Frederick panic?
What makes me panic?
Yeah.
That's a great question. I don't know. I try not to panic. Ever at any point. I feel like when you do panic, you lose control over your senses, and then you can't think clearly. It all goes downhill from there. So I try to stay as calm and cerebral as possible.
What about, have you ever been in a situation where you just real cavalierly walked up to the big green egg and flipped the top open and a fireball came out of it?
I have, yes.
What'd you do? Because you got a lot of hair around your face.
Well, I lost most of that hair, at least on my arms. I usually try and stand at arm's length when I pop that thing open. But, I mean, it's just hair. It'll all grow back.
Like, okay.
It might look funny for a minute, but it'll grow back.
All right, you're in the bathroom, and your legs have fallen asleep. You've been in there for a while. And you look over, and there's no toilet paper.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Do I have my cell phone or no?
No cell phone.
Panic? Is anyone home?
I don't know. What are you going to do? What's your first go-to move?
First thing, I'm calling for my wife.
Let's hear the sound that you make. I mean, because I want to know, if I hear panic in your voice, you've run out of toilet paper, you call for your wife, what does it sound like?
Kaylee.
See, I disagree with that. I think that's fake.
What do you think it'd be like?
No, it's disappointment.
Kaylee!
No, absolutely.
Oh my God, I can't believe I've done this, Kaylee. I think you do that. You're just being cool for
it's
the
utter record. No, it's utter disappointment. Like that feeling when you look over and the toilet paper roll is empty. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is
do you immediately...
to me, that's not panic. That's disappointment. That's Oh, man, I should have looked at that before I sat down.
Oh, I thought you were blaming her for not having a steady supply ready at all times.
Oh, no. Toilet paper is my responsibility in the house.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good for you.
What are, can you power rank your responsibilities in the house?
As far as the the importance of them or
how? No, just when what you're...
10? 10? I don't know if I have that
What are your 10 biggest responsibilities
trash.
At the
I have
house.
To take the trash out.
Okay.
Number 10. Number 9, I'm responsible for paying the bills.
Number 8.
Sexist.
Number 8, I need to, I need to.
That's keep, all you got? Pay the bills and
No. I'm trying to think because I have much more important ones that I have to get to.
Feed me, woman, I'm paying the bills.
No. When I take a shower, I have to make sure to wash all the hair out of the shower. So there's none.
That's fair.
We were going to ask that.
Little Chewbacca mask down by the drain.
I mean, it happens occasionally. There's a lot of hair on my body.
All right. Okay.
Number 7. Number 7. On Tuesdays, I'm in charge of getting our son to school.
He only goes to school one day a week?
Well, he goes 2 days. He's 2. What do you expect out of
So what? Why are you just – I mean, what if he's ready to go 5 days and you're holding him back? You never know.
Yeah, that is true. I should ask him and see if he thinks he's ready for 5 days.
No, he'll feel like he could take on more. Just an outsider. It's my opinion.
Number 6. Number 6, it's my responsibility to keep water, fresh water available in the house.
What?
Like drinking water. We drink.
You have a well?
We drink bottled water, like alkaline water, and it's my job to make sure that it stays stocked.
Drink alcohol water?
No, alkaline water.
Yeah. It's alkaline water.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Thanks, Shippy.
I love alkaline.
Can I call a 20-second timeout for the show?
yeah, please.
What is he talking about?
It sounds like battery water. I don't even know what he means anymore.
Do you know what that is, KT?
Yeah, it's where it's like you get your pH levels just right. Keeps your body balanced.
He is really smart.
I think that we're getting to the point where he's panicking because he only has 2 legitimate responsibilities. He's just making up crap
All right,
now.
Let's get back to it. Okay, Travis, carry on, please.
Hey, okay. Number 5, I'm in charge of making sure all the electronics in the house work.
There we go.
He is so smart. He's kind of the personal in-house IT guy.
Okay. Could you? Wait, hold on, Shippy.
Sorry.
Well done.
That's a really good pause there.
Could you?
Thanks.
Could you take a computer apart and rebuild it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's so cocky.
Yeah, he said that.
I've got some computers laying around at the house. I wouldn't mind you swinging by and looking at if you have some time.
You don't mind if I shop into those hard drives and see what's in there?
Yeah. Oh, that's rare.
We got a bunch of nudes.
We got a Wi-Fi situation. When you get some time, if you could swing out and just see what's going on with it.
All right, next time I'm around, I'll stop.
Appreciate that.
It's like those commercials where Jason Witten's always moving people in their house, but Travis shows up with the Geek Squad and is just like doing stuff.
We need to make that happen.
I agree.
Yeah, no doubt.
If he was a delinquent, he could be a hacker. If he was. He's not.
Right.
He's got the capabilities.
Could you hack into whatever you wanted to?
No, I don't. I never learned those. They don't really teach you that in college, and I was a little busy to take on like the extracurricular portion of that.
I guarantee you he's a part of Anonymous.
All right. I think that's fair. All right.
I mean, unfair. Unfair is what I meant.
That's what I meant, too.
Sorry.
I said
it.
Okay. Back to you, Shippy. Music
number 4. Number 4, I am in charge of making sure the cars stay clean.
What?
Take the cars to get washed.
Taking the cars to get washed?
You don't put on Daisy Dukes and get the hose out and put on a show for the neighbors?
My neighbors would move away if they saw that. That would be...
Oh, no. Kids, don't go outside. Travis is washing the car.
He's doing it in slow motion again. How does he do that?
Then he slowly drinks out of the hose.
And maybe spray a little bit all over myself.
Yes.
Just imagine that for a second. Yeah. Put that in your mind.
Again, a joke that we would only do when we're not in person.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
Number 3. Gosh, I thought we were on number 2.
Oh, no, he's run out of there.
I'm in charge of putting my side of the bed back together when I get up in the morning.
What kind of damage are you doing to
the bed? Well, my wife likes to sleep with a comforter. I'm very warm-blooded, so I kind of fold it over. I have to make sure it gets back,
Sounds like he's getting out a hammer and nails and really rebuilding the bed.
He is pummeling that bed.
No.
Doing the worm on it all night long.
No. But speaking of, that brings me to number two.
Number two,
I'm in charge of building all of the furniture that comes in pieces and putting it in the house.
That's good. Okay, right. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, IKEA and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a carpenter. Yeah.
Number one, my most important responsibility is that I'm in charge of all of the dishes.
Really?
Yep. It's a trade-off.
Like purchasing or?
No. Like washing them.
And that's more important to you than taking your son to school?
Well, no, it happens more often. It's a more prudent, only once a week I take my son to school, but every day probably four times I clean the dishes.
I bet your son would take that dish duty off your hands if you'd allow him to go to school more.
Someday he will take that off my hands.
It's incredible.
Is that what kids are for?
You came up with 10 things. That is so incredible. And then we're beating you up for it.
No, I thought we were going to start at 5. God. Shippy, we need to work on this. We're going to start at 5 next time.
I can't think of 10 useful things I've done in my whole life collectively.
I can't either.
Well, one time my dad made me pull some weeds out of the front bed. I think I was 15 or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That was really, really well done.
Yeah, great job, Travis.
Really well done. I appreciate it.
Really well done.
That's very KT, I appreciate your input there.
Yep. All right, we're talking to Travis Frederick. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We do this every single week. So are you, I'm assuming you're staying engaged to where you're looking at film coming up. Mm-hmm. Like you probably watched Film of Detroit.
Yep.
So kind of give us a little analysis of the things that Detroit does that could cause problems for the Cowboys offense.
Yeah, I think Detroit does what they do, and that's the best thing that they do. And I know that sounds off, but... It sort of stems from that Patriots system where they're going to do a lot of that stuff, but it has to do with how those guys play, not necessarily all the crazy things that they do. Now they're going to have a package built up for us, set up for us, but it's going to be specific to what we're doing. But their base game plan, a lot of that stuff, is just how they do it. So it's going to come down to execution and making sure that we're on all of our P's and Q's and executing at a high level.
All right. Yesterday, Tony Romo was on our show. I'm sure you saw a little bit of a buzz about that on social media. Did you happen to listen to any of that by chance?
I did not listen to any of it, no.
Were you listening and turned it off when he jumped on? I'm sorry.
It's unfortunate. I don't get to listen to your show like all the way through every single day.
Oh, my God. What? Okay. That's going to do it for the Travis Frederick Show today. Brought to you by Dr. Pepper and Miller Lite. Don't drink them at the same time. Coming up next.
Claire Swaim next week.
Okay, so Tony was on our show yesterday, and I'm sure you can feel his pain just hearing that. But we asked him about one day.
What responsibilities that he has.
He's like, I'm just going to play in golf. Candy's got all this stuff.
I got to take my golf clubs to the car. So in terms of Tony Romo one day being a coach, and he said it's many years down the road because he's really enjoying the family time and whatnot. But knowing what you know about Tony, what do you think might make him a good coach at some point down the road?
I think just how cerebral that he is, how much he understands about the game. I think the more that you understand the game and the nuances of it, the better teacher you are of it. You have to have been through it, seen some of those things, and obviously he's got a plethora of experience. So when he's able to take that, you know, to wherever he's coaching, because he's such a specialist in the offensive game, it also makes you almost by default, because he's at such a high level, that he knows how defenses should work too. So that makes offensively and defensively a strong suit for him.
Have you completely, we're anticipating, on the Ben and Skin Show, we think you're going to be back this year, but we anticipate a nice long career for you. And then at the end of it, I know you've talked about moving home and different things. Have you completely ruled out the idea of coaching?
I've not completely ruled out the idea of coaching, but I think I've ruled out the idea of coaching at this level, at the NFL level or probably at the college level, just because of the time commitment. It's constant. It's year-round. The coaches are working more hours than we are as players. So it's just – I can't imagine what kind of stress that puts on them and their families. And I know they do it because they love it, and that's why we play ball. But for me, To step into that coaching role and keep that much stress on, just it seems like too much.
So you're looking to get paid to coach, but just not work as hard?
You know, really a consultant role is really what I'm looking for, you know.
You know, I'm joking, of course, but when somebody gets out of the league, it seemed like, for instance, Adrian Beltre, you know, maybe he'll retire from the Rangers and stop playing baseball. And there's been talk, hey, they may need a manager. Why doesn't he manage? You know, after a long career, in really any duration of a career, it's so hard to be a professional athlete. It seems like the last thing you'd want to do, at least immediately, is jump right back into it and start working in it. I mean, it regardless of whenever that time comes and you do retire, can you see yourself just getting away for a couple of years and not working at all?
Yeah, I think that's has something some merit to it. When you talk about the coaches that I've seen make that transition, even the ones here on our staff, most of them have stepped away for a little bit and decided that they missed the game and want to be around it more. So then they come back into the coaching field or scouting or however it works out for them. But for me, you know, afterwards, it's hard. And that's one of the things that our life skills coaches and stuff talk about is making that transition from playing, because that's all we've done for years and years and years, not only professionally but through college and high school. When that stops, how do you respond to the change? I mean, it's not something, when you go into the real world, the regular world, I guess you could say, it's a lot different than what we do. So there's definitely some transition there. So I think taking some time to sort of find yourself and find how you fit into that regular world is important.
Well, Travis, we always enjoy this, man. You're great on the show. You're obviously excellent on the field, but we love having you on with us every week and look forward to talking to you next week, man.
I look forward to it, too. Thanks, guys.
Are you going to Drake tonight?
I'm not going to Drake tonight, but did he perform last night, too? I heard that he was around and that it was a good show.
Do you know much about Drake?
I know that he's from Canada, and Tyrone really, really, really
likes him. The next one's at 5:15,
I'm curious about
this.
Don't look this up on the honor system. Skin and KT, how many Drake songs do you think Travis Frederick can name?
Four.
What do you say?
Can you tell me that?
KT?
I mean, I can only name three, so.
You say three?
Yeah, three.
I'd say he can only name one.
69.
All right. Oh, how many Drake songs can you name?
Probably none.
Can you even sing in the chorus of any?
See, the problem is, like, I can recognize some of them, but I have a hard time differentiating between the different artists sometimes.
Okay, finish this line of a song.
Okay.
I know when that hotline rang.
It can only mean one thing.
Yeah!
We'll count that, right?
Yes.
Hotline Bling?
Okay, so one.
Hotline Bling.
We will be out.
I know the one about the population, 4 million. That's a good one. There's something about that.
Something about
the population being really high and seeing the same people over and over.
All right, we'll call that two.
Hey, Travis, finish these lyrics. Jump man, jump man.
Jump man, jump man.
Yeah, all right.
He must be up to something.
Right. How about this? Kiki, are you with me? Are you?
That one I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know that one either.
That's the one about Kanye's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
All right. Thanks, Travis. Good stuff, man.
Well, have a great evening.
We appreciate it. We'll call you back to get some more Drake songs later.
How do you like your pancakes? Thanks. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I like them extra fluffy, but not quite cooked all the way through.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's the exact opposite of me. I like them thin and crispy.
Who are you?
All right, I got another one for you.
Okay.
Are you drinking a smoothie or eating a smoothie?
You drink a smoothie.
In your face,
you eat a milkshake.
Wait, eat a milkshake?
You might have just discredited your earlier vote.
Mine? No. A smoothie is completely different than a milkshake.
But you eat a milkshake?
Yeah, because they're so thick, the spoon stands up.
That's your whole point, probably.
No, I just said it wrong. I was talking to Ben, and I was sitting out in front of a restaurant. I go, man, I'm just sitting here eating a smoothie before lunch. What a bad decision. He goes, eating a smoothie?
I thought it was really cool. I was like, wow, am I saying it wrong?
No, I just misspoke.
Travis, thanks so much for your time. Sorry about your terrible opinion on how to word drinking a milkshake, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, and that really hurts.
All right, see you later. There he goes, the great Travis Frederick.
Love you, dog.
Thanks, KT. I love you, too. Talking to Travis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.